All right, finally, the last song on the list, we have Third Cat doing Dodging Invisible Rays for me. And this is by Guided by Voices. And this is probably in my top 100 Guided by Voices songs. This is off of a somewhat obscure Guided by Voices EP called Tiger Bomb from 1995. And this is one of those pop gems penned by Tobin Sprout, who is like the John Lennon to Robert Pollard's Paul McCartney. And this is like the reason I listened to Guided by Voices, why I waded through a bunch of marginal, somewhat crappy Guided by Voices songs on their, you know, hundreds of albums, is because occasionally you get a gem like this one. And I thought Third Cat did a fantastic job capturing the sort of loose jangle fuzz sound of the original that I love so much. But the vocals and harmonies are all very uniquely Third Cat. And I love that he brought his own style to the song. And it also just, it makes me super happy that other folks have listened to this gem and now know about it. So thank you, Third Cat. You didn't need to do this for me, and I really appreciate the gift.
This song was great and fun to listen to, and it came in 2 hours before we recorded this podcast, so I don't have anything else to say about it. Sorry.
I think that's fair. It was very, very, very last minute. I liked it. The backing music is very faithful to the original, and Third Cat put his own distinctive and appealing voice on the lead vocal line. I think it's an excellent take. You know, Chumpy's the best person to assess it because he's the Guided by Voices fanatic. but yeah, I just enjoyed it. I had to go back and listen to the original because. But yeah, it's a great take on it.
I will say that I was disappointed originally that Third Cat was not an official sign up at the beginning. Not only because I really enjoy Third Cat's music and was looking forward to hearing what he might do with something, but also was looking forward to hearing what songs he might have picked for someone else to cover, because he has an interesting sound and he has kind of an interesting range. So I'd be interested to know, had he participated from the beginning, what songs might he have picked? And I was excited to see that he did sign up for the original Flava, which I'm sure we will be talking about after we finish up with all the songs.